Understand you beginning today with African Athletics.
Kim, our starting line on the sunny side of sports is African Athletics. Some of the continent's top distance runners are training for three upcoming big city marathons, one in Germany and two here in the United States. First up is the Berlin Marathon on Sunday in the German capital. And this Voice of America programming note, the energetic Andy Edwards will be providing us with coverage from Berlin. Then we have the Chicago Marathon on October 12th here in the USA and the New York City Marathon on November 2nd. Berlin, Chicago, and New York are part of the World Marathon Majors, also known as the Big Six, a lucrative championship-style series of races that started in 2006. The three other races in the series are the Tokyo Marathon in February and the Boston Marathon and London Marathon, which are held in April. At the end of each World Marathon Major Series, the leading man and woman each receive $500,000. Now, runners from neighboring Kenya and Ethiopia have dominated the series since it began. The two most recent winners of that big jackpot were Segaye Kabede of Ethiopia and Priska Jeptu of Kenya. Jeptu will be defending her women's title at the New York City Marathon in early November, while Segaye is one of the favorites in Sunday's Berlin Marathon.
I feel good!
Right now, you're listening to The Sunny Side of Sports with Sonny Young, so check it out.
If you were to talk to us from the deepest, better part of the bottom of your heart. Hello, I am Shaka Sali, the host of Straight Talk Africa from the Voice of America. Each Wednesday night, I'll put you in touch with newsmakers and experts as they, you and I, talk about the most important social and political issues in Africa. Shaka Sali saying, I'll be waiting for your call Wednesday night on Straight Talk Africa from the Voice of America.
And my Voice of America colleague, Shaka Sali, will be waiting for you later Wednesday night at 18:30 UTC with another edition of Straight Talk Africa. Joining us once again from Johannesburg is our African football guru, David Legg. Good evening, David.
Good evening, Sonny, and good evening to all the football lovers around the continent.
David, let's turn our attention to Europe. Any recent highlights involving African players?
Yes, Sonny, great news. Plenty of African goals in the English Premier League, among others. The highlight, Pape Cissé. He's been out since April with a broken kneecap. He came off the bench for Newcastle when they were trailing Hull by 2-0. And he scored twice to snatch a 2-2 draw for Newcastle. So a big high five there to Pape Cissé, the Senegalese striker for Newcastle United. Another Senegalese on target was Mohamed Diame of Hull in the same match. He scored a second Hull goal before Cissé rescued Newcastle. Great news for all our Kenyan listeners. Victor Wanyama of Southampton, he scored a lone goal, which gave Southampton the victory at Swansea City. Another African goal in the EPL came from Yannick Bolasie. He was born in France, but he plays for the Democratic Republic of Congo. And the reason for that is his parents hailed from Africa. And he scored one of the goals as Crystal Palace shocked Everton 3-2. Moving on to Spain and Stefan Mbia, the new captain of the very impressive Cameroon side that has started the Nations Cup with wins over DR Congo and Ivory Coast. He scored for the second consecutive match for Seville. They won 3-1 at Cordoba. No African goals, unfortunately, in Italy, but there were some in Germany in the Bundesliga. And among those was Chopo Moting, the Cameroonian striker. He scored for Schalke. Interesting match this, Sonny. Nine-man Schalke fought back to draw 2-2 with 10-man Eintracht Frankfurt. So a rather busy referee in that game. And yes, I mean, that's a wrap-up of the African scorers in some of the major European leagues.
one of those major European leagues, David, the English Premier League, some interesting dynamics in a clash between Manchester City, the defending champion, and the Blues of Chelsea, currently on top of the table. A longtime former member of Chelsea comes back to haunt the Blues. VOA! Tell our VOA football fans about that.
Yeah, bizarre, Sonny. Frank Lampard, he leaves Chelsea to play in the Major League Soccer in the United States.
Voice of America!
But the season is not ready yet for Lampard, so he's pushed back to Manchester City, who own the American club, just to give him some practice. Well, Chelsea wishes that that practice didn't come against them at the weekend, because up stepped Mr. Lampard with 5 minutes left to equalize, and that ended Sonny Chelsea's 100% record at the early stages of the season. Nevertheless, not a bad result, Sonny, for Chelsea, away to the league title holders, a one-all draw. Another interesting match, Sonny. You know my love of Manchester United. Leicester City 5, Manchester United 3. I could carry on repeating that result for the next hour, but obviously your show needs to go on with other issues. Suffice to say, Sonny, that United led 2-0 and they led 3-1. And they must have thought, well, these are 3 points in the bag, because after a poor start to the season, they beat QPR 4-0. But lo and behold, Leicester, just promoted, and not really what you would say one of the giants of English football by any stretch of the imagination, hit the United defence for 4 goals, 2 of them from the penalty spot, and 1, I must say, very controversial indeed. Other interesting results, Arsenal winning 3-0 at Aston Villa. That was the end of Villa's unbeaten record. We've already mentioned Newcastle coming from 2 goals behind to draw with Hull. West Ham, in fairness, my team, also taking a hammering. West Ham 3, Liverpool 1. Not a great start to the season by Liverpool. And if we look at the table, Sonny, Chelsea out on top with 13 points. Southampton and Aston Villa, not two clubs you'd expect to be sharing second place, but that's what they're doing with 10 each. Arsenal, one of the sides that you do expect to be up there at the top, they've got 9 points. Then we go down to 6th place, Manchester City. They've got 8 points. I go down to 9th place, and I find Tottenham Hotspur with 7 points. I then go down to 11th place and I find my beloved Liverpool, which has 6 points from 5 games. But even below them, Sonny, you've got Manchester United 12th on the table. 5 games played, only 1 victory, 2 draws, 2 losses, and just 5 points. And a team that I feel have not played well so far this season are Everton. They were challenging for the Champions League top 4 places last year. But they're also battling, 5 games played and just 5 points. And then right at the bottom, you've got QPR with 4 points, Burnley with 3, and rank bottom, Newcastle, also with 3 points.
Thanks, David. That's our football guru, David Legg. Still with the English Premier League, we have a new EPL question of the week at my Facebook page. VOA's Downtown Brown takes a look at the answers, and then he reads his favorite responses out on Friday's Sunny Side of Sports. This week's question, Chelsea striker Diego Costa holds the record for most goals with 7 in his first 4 EPL matches. Do you think Costa will top the 27 league goals he scored for Spain's Atletico Madrid last season?
VOA!
I encourage our VOA listeners with internet access to check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page. The address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny. Once again, that address, facebook.com/VOA Sunny. You'll see photos and videos, and you can post your comments. So check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page.
Voice of America!
Daybreak Africa sportsman Marco Uma has more African football news for us now.
Guinea will host Ghana at a neutral venue in the Orange Africa Cup of Nations qualifier next month, the Confederation of African Football, CAF, ruled. CAF has maintained a ban on football matches in the Mano River region, which include Guinea, Liberia and Sierra Leone, as a measure towards containing the spread of the deadly Ebola virus. In women's football, Nigeria's Super Falcons is Africa's highest placed women's football team, according to the latest FIFA rankings released in Zurich, Switzerland. Nigeria is 35th, Ghana 50th, Cameroon 51st, while African champions Equatorial Guinea are 55th. South Africa is 56th, Ivory Coast 64th, Algeria 75th, Morocco 77th, Tunisia 78th, Egypt 87th, and Senegal 89th. Finally, South Africa hosts Ivory Coast in Moruleng in Northwest Province in a friendly match today, Wednesday. Both teams are gearing up for the Telkom Namibia African Women's Championships due in Windhoek, Namibia next month. I'm Mark Ouma in Johannesburg, South Africa.
Thanks, Mark. And you can hear Mark's reports Monday through Friday on our Daybreak Africa radio show. Finally, the sunny side of sports remembers former National Basketball Association player Caldwell Jones, who died Sunday of a heart attack at age 64. Tall and skinny, Caldwell was one of four Jones brothers, along with Will, Major, and Charles, to play in the NBA. Caldwell was a member of some excellent Philadelphia 76ers teams in the late 1970s and early 1980s that also included Hall of Fame player Julius Dr. J. Irving. In one of my favorite Caldwell Jones anecdotes, which I shared at our morning staff meeting on Wednesday, a newspaper reporter asked Caldwell, "What's your favorite seafood?" Caldwell responded, "Saltwater taffy."